Beautiful day in central Wisconsin. Currently sunny skies, temperature of 79 degrees at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Friday edition on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program in about 7.5 minutes, we'll be joined by Paul Micklig, our weekly segment on Wisconsin sports, but also talk about an event I'll be part of tomorrow night, a huge fundraiser for Newman Catholic Athletics called Cabin Fever. A lot of fun each year in early April on a Saturday evening. We'll talk about that coming up as well, starting at 2:15. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to talk about an issue that, you know, more of a national issue, talking about identity politics. And I will talk about it because of a couple of stories involving, I think, identity politics, where we're seeing the conservatives and the Republicans show a little bit of hypocrisy. And I'm going to kind of dig into that coming up in hour number two. And also going to talk a little bit about a couple of great things to do this weekend. Got high school theatrical productions both at Wausau East and at DC Everest this weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, and also on Sunday. So if you're looking for something to do, a great opportunity to see some very talented young people. We'll talk about that coming up in hour number two as well here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. I said it. I mean, I think it's going to be very difficult to top this week weather-wise. We've had just, I think, perfect weather. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's going to change. In fact, by the time we get back to work on Monday morning, we may have to have some snow on the ground. It won't stay, but it's still amazing that after all this week where we're getting temperatures into the 80s, that coming up on Sunday night, it's expected that into Monday, in fact, early, that we will have snow and it will actually stick to the ground a little bit. We'll talk completely about the forecast for this weekend and early next week coming up at 3:06 when Ray Miller joins us. But besides the fact today is a beautiful day, there's a couple of weather items I wanted to mention because, again, we want you to make sure that you're careful because right now there is near critical fire weather conditions through this evening. It's for Marathon County and a number of other counties here in central Wisconsin and heading east as well. But near critical fire weather conditions expected through this evening, according to the National Weather Service in a special weather statement. The very warm temperatures, also relative humidities of 15 to 25%. That means very dry conditions. And south winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour are resulting in the near critical fire conditions across snow-free areas through this evening. Again, residents are urged to be careful with any activities that could potentially lead to a wildfire, such as campfires, outdoor grills, smoking materials, chainsaws, and ATVs all have the ability to throw a spark and ignite a wildfire. Debris burning also should not be attempted today into tonight. And not only that, there is also a flood warning that's continued basically throughout this week here in Marathon County. In fact, there are a number of areas that are right now under a flood warning in our listening area. You got the Wisconsin River at Rothschild affecting us here in the Wausau area. Got the Wisconsin River at Merrill affecting Lincoln and Marathon counties. Also, the flood warning continues for other rivers here in north central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin River below Alexander Reservoir affecting Lincoln County, Wisconsin River below Buren Reservoir, affecting Wood County, Wisconsin River below Whiting Dam, affecting Portage County. Also, the Wisconsin River below Stevens Point affecting Portage County, Wisconsin River below Wausau affecting Marathon County, and the Prairie River near Merrill affecting Lincoln County. So basically, for the Wisconsin River, flooding is forecast. And make sure that if you run into any flooding conditions, especially if you're driving, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. And again, it's been happening this week, of course, with the very warm temperatures leading to a lot of melting of what snow was still around. It's led to significant flooding in different areas in north central Wisconsin. So again, the great weather, but then a little bit of issues with the fire hazard and the flooding hazard as well. We are going to take a quick time out and then come back and talk to Paul Micklegar, weekly segment on Wisconsin sports coming up as we continue on this Friday. The time is 2:12, currently fair skies, temperature of 79 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes back with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Again, if you haven't got the Civic Media app, go to the App Store. Just search Civic Media, download it, get Bow Falls Radio and all the other Civic Media radio stations, plus a chance to listen online, have our podcast page, including this page, this show, I should say. And if you missed any of our previous conversations with Paul Mickley, you can go back and listen to them, because there's nothing like talking about old, listening to old sports conversations that really,
you know. But the funny thing is, it's probably like still like new. You know what I'm saying?
It's new to you.
Like a lot of the stuff hasn't changed.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? We probably could just put replay.
Could have actually played, you know, Aaron Rodgers, same situation.
Yep. I got to ask you, Chad. It's like 80 degrees outside. I walk into this room here, and I feel like I'm walking into a dungeon. Are you kind of like Aaron Rodgers going in the dark here, or what's going on here?
I've been going into a deep trance here to get ready for the weekend and get ready for my big broadcast later today of Newman Cardinal baseball. So it's like,
that's the way to slide that in there.
Exactly.
At Brockmire Park.
Are you going to Brockmire today, or do you have something else to do?
First of all, we got this thing called practice. So I don't know, you and Alan and Iverson. I do got practice, and we got our big shindig tomorrow with that you will be hosting.
Yeah.
Right here, we got the man Chad Holmes himself coming over there. So yeah, we got that. So I think I'm going to be a little preoccupied.
All right. But let's actually mention that. Tomorrow night, it is a big fundraiser for Newman Catholic Athletics. Every year, Cabin Fever in early April, early to mid-April. Always been very, in the words of our friends, honored to be the MC or whatever you want to call it at Cabin Fever. But again, it's for the public. It's really a fun night. Got great food, got wine and beer tastings, and a whole bunch of a lot of fun. Got great prizes that you can either win or bid on. could you maybe give the thumbnail sketch on what folks, if they're interested in coming by Newman Catholic tomorrow from 7 to 11?
Yeah, they come down anytime after 7 o'clock, and I believe it's $30 to get in, and you get wine and a wine glass, and from Jim Krishak's jewelry is
a great, everybody tries to get me to start drinking wine. That's what happens every year, because I'm not much of a wine drinker.
Are you much of a drinker at all?
I'm not much of a drinker at all.
I was going to say, I didn't think you are.
I am very little drinker.
When we go out and we don't have celebrations with that. You know, people,
like
you know.
I like to be 100% mentally all the time.
But when we go out after games, you know, people go out and drink. I don't know if there's ever been one time in 20-some years that we've ever had that. Honestly, I'm saying this. We never drink.
I know. It's very.
We're not really good business for bars. staff.
But I guess fortunately for the bars, there are plenty of others that more than make it up.
true. But tomorrow is a good night. It's a great time. It's got wine and you got the beer glass. I'll be serving entertainment. They got some new stuff that they're playing too. A lot of 80s music, and they do a great job. And they're bringing the stuff in as I was leaving just now. It's food there that is from different. Local establishments that we are sponsoring or help sponsor us, and different kinds of gifts during the course of the night, from sporting gifts to camping trips for all kinds of different things.
You can't even describe it, because there's so many different things you can either bid on or win. You have drawings for 50-50s and just a lot going on. It's really important for the athletic department, because you want to make sure everybody because sometimes the cost gets up there, and you want to make sure that you're not, I kind of know, but you want to make sure that in order to allow everybody to be involved, so you don't have to pass some of the pricing on to families and along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, we have a fee to play anyways.
But there's a whole many other costs involved.
You're talking about.
That's the basic.
The basic. And you're right. If it's not going to be.
Buses and everything else.
Buses coaches and referees, officials.
Head coaches,
new uniforms,
incredibly
equipment.
High salary. And
Yeah. A couple of them, that they pay mine. So that's about it for that. It's just a great evening to come on out and support it. And we have, I know, like the football team next, we're putting two tickets on there. Chad, you should bid on this. Two tickets to come down to the Brewer game with us. I actually just got the tickets when I left here from Chris Kimball from the Brewers for next Friday night. Mm. The basketball team and the football team are going down there to be introduced. Stratford, I think, was down there 2 weeks ago.
By the way, I can do it.
You can do it now?
I can do it. I don't have a game next Friday because...
What's the chance of you not having a game on a Friday?
Well...
Chad Holmes is coming.
The road...
Now you can bid on it. I'm gonna make a bid on this.
because of the show. I can't go into it. But I'm off Friday, so that's good. So, we'll talk about that.
Yes. And it's good. So that's out there for tomorrow. I mean, but those are the kinds of different things.
And also, they can come by and say hello to me. You know,
tomorrow night.
Because I wander around and... looking lonely, and somebody can say hello to me.
Yes, Chad needs all the company he can get, and he does a great job hosting it. But come on out, and it's a good evening of camaraderie and great people, so enjoy yourself and have a night out. And tomorrow, it sounds weather-wise, it's supposed to start raining a little bit.
By the time we want to go inside, it'll be raining.
Yes,
so that'd be good.
So it's perfect timing for that. So come on out on that.
We'll talk Brewers and Bucks, what we should be talking about, but let's take a few minutes here at the end of this segment to talk about this Rodgers thing, because it's nuts. Again, there's so much drama involved, and it just feels like our whole lives right now are this reality show kind of drama. And it's I've had enough of it.
Yep.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now this week I'm reading that, the Jets are, I mean, you know what the Jets are trying to do. They're trying to lower the price. Well, they're a little worried because Rodgers said he's 90% sure he's going to retire. Is he really all, I mean, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop playing these games. Get this deal done so we can move on with our lives.
I'm going the opposite way.
Okay.
I'm saying, unless they give you that first round pick.
No, I'm not taking the Packers. I'm saying the Jets. Give the pack, because if the Jets, they will have Super Bowl hopes. If you have Super Bowl hopes, pay for it.
It's a first round pick.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, if you think you're going to go to the Super Bowl, you deserve to get a first round pick.
You trade that for the Super Bowl every day of the week.
Every day of the week, Chad. I mean, so that's the, somebody, I forgot if we talked about this last week or not, because I read it, I know, and somebody said, if you think that you're going to the Super Bowl because of him, isn't that worth a first round draft pick?
Sounds like something I would say.
Well, I know. I read it, so I know I didn't hear it it's clear as that. If you think, and that you do, you did say it too, but that you are going to go to the Super Bowl, then give out the first round pick. If you're not going to, if Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, this is so insane that you got a quarterback telling them to keep the 13th pick because the Packers are going to give in and you draft me a tackle. This is insane.
It is insane. And Rodgers is just, somebody's got to prick that bubble. That is the Aaron Rodgers ego. He's out of control.
And wouldn't that bubble be, guess what? We'll sit and pay you and not sit down and you're going to get paid to not play.
Hand him a clipboard.
Here you go. That's humiliation, I would think, a little bit. And they're going to say, well, that's not how you treat somebody or treat somebody of that stature. But you know what? I'm telling you this right now.
If he's sabotaging it in any way, if that, again, I don't, from what we read, we don't know. But if he is doing that, if he's telling the Jets, hey, don't give the Packers that, then all bets are off.
Do you think, because I'm going to be honest with you, that's in my mind.
I wouldn't put it past him, right? Right.
I mean, so because he's looking out for himself and he's looking out for that, he wants an offensive tackle. He wants to make sure that line's better than they were, because that was kind of the part of their weakness. So I guarantee he's saying, I wouldn't doubt it at all that he's saying that. And just how he came out and how he's done this. Again, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play for Green Bay in the NFL, for that matter. But on the flip side, we're going to be watching the Packers next fall, if he's there or not, from 10 years from now, Chad. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if he's there or not.
And the Packers having their tailgate tour, whatever they call it, they were in Wausau a few days ago. But it sounds like even the players, they're past him. They are past Rodgers. They're ready for Jordan Love. I mean, they're all saying the right things. I haven't heard anybody say, maybe we should try to, get him. No, they are done with him. They really are. And I think that's a good sign for what the future could be for the Packers.
I'll tell you, and the bar is not high, but a guy like Aaron Jones, of how he handles himself and what he says, is first class. I'm just using him as an example.
Oh, but it's such a great example.
I mean, that's that, and you're right. He's said nothing but the correct things this whole time, and I'm talking even months ago when this first started coming up. So that's what you got to kind of do is move on in his case. And you know what? I'll tell you this right now. You're going to see a lot of 33 jerseys in there, and he took the pay cut to stay there. What kind of guy? That's a first class kind of guy, and I don't even. But on the flip side, your buddy, I know you're saying everybody's
my
saying,
buddy, huh?
"Well,
who's my buddy?"
Well, Aaron Rodgers' buddy, his left tackle.
Oh, Bakhtiari?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying.
What did he say? I missed that.
He had a conversation this week a couple days ago. Did you not see that?
I did not.
And he was using that.
I'm busy doing important stuff here,
I don't even know what to say with that. You got me speechless on that.
But you didn't know what he said.
He was talking about.
I missed that.
He was basically saying "lay" as like in Packers. He was talking in the third. I don't even know what he was saying. We know, or they know, that they're going to have to be in rebuild mode and stuff like that. So they understand that, and he's saying they understand that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all the stuff he was saying in there was bad. Mm-hmm. I just kind of found the conversation was very odd.
Sounds like he was arm's length instead of being within the group.
Right? I mean, wouldn't you say?
It's us, not they, us.
It was odd, and I wasn't the only one that said it. A lot of people said it. It was just an odd conversation.
Interesting. We're going to come back. Bucks start their playoff run on Sunday. Brewers got a nice win in San Diego, continue to play well. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 2:28 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 2:33 with Paul Micklig as we talk Wisconsin sports. And let's talk the Brewers, because last night, good win. 4-3 in 10 innings over the San Diego Padres, who are supposed to be one of the best teams in baseball. Brewers now 9-4 on the season, and a pitcher that, frankly, I had not heard of. I'm sorry, I'm not keeping up, I think, as much as I need to at times. But this 32-year-old guy who I had no clue on pitched well last night. And unfortunately,
what's his name?
I forget what his name. I don't have it in front of me.
It's Ray.
Yeah, Ray. Yeah. It's like R-A-E or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like, I'm looking at this and thinking, who is this guy? And he pitched like into the sixth, gave up just one run. Unfortunately, old friend Grissom hit a home run for San Diego to tie it up.
Yep.
So did not get the win, but still.
You didn't watch this?
I did not watch it. I got done with my ball game.
What kind of fan are you? I fell asleep
early last night.
I got home at 9:30 at night, and I'm watching him.
I just, you know, wanted to.
Isn't that your enjoyment?
I'm old. You know, you get old, you just start, you need to sleep more. And I'm starting to need to sleep more.
No, actually, I thought when you get older, you sleep less.
Well, I tell you, you're true on that, because I would kill to have just 8 hours where I don't wake up all the time. Nowadays, you can't do it. It's the body just does not let me do that.
We old.
I'm old. I'm definitely old. But so
going back to that game.
I missed the game last night. I read about the game and I saw some of the highlights. So, but they're 9-4. Again, good pitching effort. I mean,
But I'll be honest, a huge play in that game, and it was Adams in the 10th inning. The guy was at second.
Well, you must have been up really late. West Coast game and the extra.
This is great because I get home late usually as it is. So then it goes right into, I get to watch that in the Brewery game. I was a little disappointed. I had to watch the tape delay on Wednesday night. But
that's why we have you in here, even watching the tape delay. So
I didn't know it was tape delay until I was like, why is it still light out there? And it was, I figured it should have been dark by then. But, and then I looked at my phone and I was like, this game was this afternoon.
Because you're busy like I am.
And I should have.
Focused on work.
Yes. That's what they say.
But you were saying.
Adams, it was, the guy was at second and it was hit behind the runner. So the runner, you should take off to third, but it just happened to work out perfect where he took a gamble, threw it to third, got the lead run out, and the next guy flied out. So if he would have get there, he just went to first.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy went to third, the fly out the next batter, he would have scored, and it would have been tied. I mean, because it's tough to keep that guy when he's at second base, not to at least give one run up. And they actually should have had two runs on the top of the inning, and the catcher struck out. But that's those little things inside of a game that nobody said, you know, that nobody looks at, because it was a gutsy play. Because again, the runner did right. His hit behind you at short. Mm-hmm. He made a great play, made a great throw. Boom, he was out by two steps. And that's the difference in the game. In that game, I thought the Williams looked really good. And he's looked pretty good. He struck out the side, and it was the top of the order. In the ninth, it was a 3-4-5, I think it was, because Grisham was the leadoff and he hit the home run the inning before, and then the next guy got out.
Let me ask you, okay, last night Brewers get one in the 10th, and then obviously San Diego comes to the plate with a runner on second because the Manfred band, the ghost runner. I think you think along the same lines of me at times, but nobody ever bunts in that situation. Nobody does.
Nobody.
Should they be bunting at certain points? I mean, I could say that there. I mean, depending on where you're in the order and who's up there.
Yep.
But boy, nobody bunts. Even the terrible hitters, they never bunt.
No.
And say, you were Craig Counsell in Milwaukee, and You had a game where, you know, the other team scores in the top of the 10th, and you have the bottom of the order coming up with the runner on second. Then again, I mean, if you bunt, then you have another bottom of the order guy coming in trying to
yep.
get the run in from third. But it feels like, again, the analytics say that you shouldn't bunt, but the head, in my mind, says you should bunt once in a while.
Doesn't it? I mean, because it should be you bunt, you fly out,
that's the game. Plan. Yeah. So you think they should bunt more like I do? Do you agree with me on that?
100% I agree with you. All the experts will tell us that you and me are wrong.
I know. You can sit up in a crowd, I mean, and say, man. I mean, because there was a game a few years ago we went to. It was like late in the game, and the Brewers had, I forget who it was, a catcher. I forget who it was. Who was that? And they just refused to bunt him, even though he was terrible.
I know who you're talking about, yes.
And then he struck out.
It was painful. I know who you're talking about.
I know.
Was it the guy that still went to the Braves? Not Manny. Pena.
Yeah, might have been. No, I don't know. I think it was
Pena. It was the second.
But the bottom. It came to my mind when we were talking about that. But a four game set, and it reminded me of what you said last week going into the St. Louis series. Get that first one. Because he said it was set up for the game one. And
what happened, Jack?
And then they were
they lost the second one.
And Saturday, when they were down to me, I thought exactly what you said. But a series like in San Diego, four game set, you love to get the first game. Because now if you get one more, it's a great series. I mean, it's almost gravy at that point. So if they got the pressures on San Diego not to lose 3 out of 4 now instead of Milwaukee.
Correct.
So it's like Milwaukee, you feel pretty good that they're going to be able to get at least one and maybe two more this weekend.
And you should have Corbin.
Yeah.
Corbin should be your...
Especially when you have Ray
Sunday,
or whoever
right?
it is. And
yeah, only problem is that Lauer is tonight, right. I believe. Mm-hmm. He was last Saturday, right? Yep. So that is an issue. Because now you're sitting back there. The thing that... I think they were so excited for last night. They brought up Junk on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Junk
had Junk.
He went back on the heap after that game.
Yeah.
Dang. That's a bad joke. But
he was made for Twitter comments, that's for sure.
Well, he helped himself by not pitching very well.
Exactly.
They have, so you're trying to get, it's a little concerning because you want that. Fifth pitcher. I mean, because Burns is going to be fine. He's going to be right. what he is, and Woodruff, when he's healthy, is going to be good too. Peralta is doing a great job. Mm-hmm. So now you got three really good guys, and Wade Miley's going to do his thing. He's going to keep being games. So now you got. I mean, you really like it, but now you got that fifth game. You got that fifth start. Now, I was told that Ashby was out for the whole year for sure. But that after the surgery, they said that he was going to try to get back by like in September.
Hmm.
Which would be nice to have that. That's why they always said you're going to have 6-7 starters during the course of the season.
It's crazy.
To get through it. But their pitching's been really good. And I will say this. On Wednesday was the first time where they scored and they lost.
Right.
So I'm going to tell the obvious. If they score some runs, they're going to have a pretty good shot at winning games.
Yeah, they're so hot and cold with the bats. I mean, that Arizona series was really a hot and cold series. I mean, again, they started terribly. They were still. It was almost like the Cubs series all over again, where they didn't score until late in game number two, and then all of a sudden it comes up. It just boom. It just starts coming.
Even last night they looked like it was a struggle to score.
Yeah, long ball was the.
I mean, Rowdy had that 2-run home run right away, and then he had the sacrifice fly in the and that's what they're gonna have to do. Depend on certain guys on different nights to carry him a little bit. So they'll be fine.
Bucks. We're not going to know who they play until tonight. But I was wondering if you've caught any of those play-in games because I gotta say those are pretty exciting. I mean, the games.
Did you watch those games, but not the Brewers?
I watched some of the play-in. I didn't watch them all. I didn't like the Minnesota Laker game. I was like, it was like the start of the fourth quarter. I just flipping around. I gotta go to bed. Even though I wanted to stay up, I said I gotta go to bed because
you didn't watch the end of that?
I did not watch the end of it because I'm old. I'm tired and old.
I did watch the end of that too.
You know, it's like the T-Wolves are up, and I'm thinking, no, I know the Lakers are gonna come back. It's gonna be a tight game, but I went to bed. But I watched the Chicago Toronto game late in the second half, and something beyond that. You know, Bucks could play Chicago or Miami. When you look at these teams. these teams that are 8, 9, 10, they're still really good. I mean, that's the thing that kind of jumps out at me. It does not feel like that. I don't think Chicago or Miami is going to be able to beat the Bucks, but I would actually kind of be surprised if the Bucks swept a series.
I would say you're saying when you say beat, you mean beat them in a series.
Right. I do think that they probably win a game, maybe two, but I would say like five games, because game five would be in Milwaukee. But just watching it.
You're the guy that told me that playing the first two games at home is like the biggest disadvantage ever.
That's
so,
not what I said.
So, I'm pretty close.
There's a certain pressure being the first two games. You want to win them both, otherwise you lose the home court.
And I can see Miami or Chicago beating them in one of those first two games.
Well, Miami did it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Then Chicago win in Milwaukee when they played in that series too, I think.
Because
I think it was in the first two games. Then the Bucks went back and won two games in Chicago.
Yes.
So they can. So I'm right again.
Well, I wouldn't say that because they am getting losing. But I would. It's not going to be. There is no, because they have enough guys to make plays. That's what they were talking about. Kay Smith was talking about the Lakers. Like as a team, they're not really good. But they got enough guys that make plays
DeRozan for Chicago. I mean, he just kept making plays, and I forget his name.
LaVine was on fire.
Yeah, LaVine had 28, 30 points in the second half.
Yes.
So they got every team. That's the difference between the really good team and a great team, like the Bucks, where you have multiple guys. They have depth.
Yes.
These teams don't have the same kind of depth. I mean, even Miami got Jimmy Butler and players like that.
Yeah, and Hero, the kid from Wisconsin. Hero, yep. I mean, those guys can light it up in a New York second. So they're going to give. Nothing's going to be easy, and I think they know that. They know that this is going to be, there's not going to be a four-game sweeps. They're not going to be, this is going to be five, six, seven games every time. If they want to make it, they got to be in for the long haul. When Giannis was saying, 28 games, he's not kidding himself. He knows this is going to be like playing another quarter to a half of a season.
And actually, I was glad not to see Atlanta. I think Atlanta's actually, even they were the lower seed against Miami, yep. But I do think Atlanta is a deeper team and a much better team. And I think the Celtics may have more trouble with Atlanta than the Bucks will have with either Miami or Chicago.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
No. No.
We'll see.
That's going to be a four-game sweep.
I don't want to use that word. I don't want to use the bet word, but I am certain Atlanta will take Chicago deeper than whoever plays Milwaukee.
Oh, my gosh. But folks, get out. If you're betting on a series, go get it to Boston. It's going to be a four-game. It's going to be, I guarantee you that on that.
Oh, real quickly, do you like that play-in format? Is it something that, you know, is it good for the NBA? I mean, I thought
it's good for the NBA.
I think it's brought a lot of excitement. I think, because the NHL doesn't do it, and they could do it because it's similar setups, because they're all best of sevens. And yet they say, no. I think it's something that really, it gives, some of these fan bases. And it gives, I think it allows, again, some of the teams to have something to play for. I hate the idea of about having six and then eight and 10 teams tanking.
Correct.
I think this allows more teams to be involved in a postseason. And the only team.
Have the opportunity.
Right. And the only team that would not get a home game no matter what is the number 10 seed.
Which is fair.
Which is exactly fair. But I like the setup where, again, the thing about the old baseball setup that was where it was one and done, there was no chance for a home game. You know, I think if you have a home game, it's kind of the playoffs.
Correct.
If you don't have the playoff, if you don't have a home game, it's like you never made it.
Wow, you're tough. You're tough with that.
I'm talking about, but I
do like the only thing. To be honest, if you want to be honest with you, the Bucks. The only problem with the Bucks is that they don't know who they play
till late Friday night.
Till tonight. I mean that, and so right. And they play Sunday at 4:30. So if you want to talk about disadvantage,
Celtics knew on Tuesday.
They knew on Tuesday. That would be the only disadvantage of that situation. You don't want to use
but
that
the
as
advantage.
Excuse.
But the advantage is as well. This team plays on Friday night, and then they have to go and play Milwaukee on Sunday.
Correct, especially if it's a road team. So that means they were on the road there's a chance that Chicago will be, you know what I mean, if they win. So I agree with you 100%, but it's really good for the NBA.
I like it when you say I agree with you 100%. That's always.
I do a lot.
I do, I know, because I say a lot of smart things. Well, I will see you tomorrow night at Cabin Fever. I hope folks out there also come on over to Newman Catholic. 7 to 11, music, wine tasting, food, silent auctions, great ways to win and a chance to see me and Paul Miklik. So that's
what's that, better than that?
I mean, $30 is a bargain for that, I tell you. But thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Chad, as always. And you guys, everybody, have a great weekend.
Coming up, we'll have more to go. We will have more. Of course we'll have more. It won't be dead air. We'll have more to come here. The time is 2:47. It is Friday afternoon. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. With you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Thanks again to Paul Miklik for joining us. Always fun. And that's the thing. Got to have some fun once in a while because sometimes I get bogged down, and in the next hour, I'll get bogged down again. Don't worry about that. Be talking about identity politics. Nothing will bog us down faster than that, right? But but it's always fun to talk some sports. We talk about what's going on in Wisconsin sports each week with Paul. Of course, he is the head football coach at Newman Catholic. Has won the state championship 2 years in a row. Knows what he is talking about. So, again, always great to have him on the program. And, again, as well, I mean, I'm just so very fortunate to be able to know the people at Newman and at Wausau West and at Marathon in terms of covering the action of high school sports. And as I, you know, if you haven't had a chance to go out and see high school athletes in action, if you're somebody that enjoys sports, if you'd watch some sports on the TV, get out there once in a while and support the student athletes. And, you know, today, beautiful afternoon. There's action around Central Wisconsin. I know the Wausau West softball team is at home this afternoon. Wausau West and Wausau East, they were supposed to play a twin bill yesterday. Only got one game in because of darkness. They're playing the second game over at East today at 4 o'clock. So you can get over there and watch that. You can join me over at Brockmeyer Park as the Newman Cardinals take on the Marathon Red Raiders at 4:45. I mean, there's plenty of opportunities to support local. And that's one, again, what we're trying to do here on Bull Falls Radio. Support local. Do things that are local. And I'm going to talk a little bit in the next hour about at Wausau East tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Their East End Players will be putting on a theatrical production at the Wausau East High School. DC Everest, their drama department, performing arts department, will be putting on the teen version of Chicago tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday over at the DC Everest High School. There are so many ways that you can support your community. And when we talk about, you know, the Packers or the Brewers or the Bucks, you know, that's great because it is a big part of what we do in the state of Wisconsin. But don't get lost in where it's always about the local professional team or the state college teams. There are so many great things going on right here in the Wausau area. Wausau, Rothschild, Schofield, Weston, Kronenwetter, Mosinee, Merrill, Edgar, Marathon. I mean, you just everywhere. There are things happening in each of these communities, especially through their schools, that you should be aware of, that you should be supporting, that you should be, you know, I did theatrical productions back in college. You know, it's such a rush to have a full house. And I'm sure for those high school kids, they want to have as many people in the house responding to what they're doing on stage. So again, if you have time tonight, look up Wausau East End Players and their show tonight, DC Everest, and their performing arts production tonight, tomorrow and Sunday as well. And check out the schedule for the athletics tomorrow. I'll be doing a pair of marathon softball games over in Edgar. It's going to be basically a full morning, early afternoon of high school softball at Edgar. Edgar taking on Marathon at 10 o'clock. Wausau East against Marathon at noon. We'll have those games live here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And then Wausau East will take on Edgar at 2 o'clock. You can go over to Edgar and watch a full three games of high school softball tomorrow. Marathon and Edgar will play baseball tomorrow at 10 a.m. So, again, and the thing about it as well, it doesn't cost much. People always talking about how much it costs. How much it costs to do this or to do that. The cost factor is minimal, if anything. There are, you know, most of these games, you can go in there and watch for free. Be nice to go over to the concession stand because they try to sell as much and that raises money for these programs. But again, I just want to underline it. Just get out there and support local. And as I was about to say, here on Civic Media, each of these stations, Sage Weil, one of the dictates that he tries to give to all of us is to talk to the people here in the area, to talk about the issues that matter most to the people in this area. And you have an opportunity to find out more information about what affects the lives of the people in this area. So again, that's one of the things that we're going to try and do each and every day on this program and each and every day on this station and on this Civic Media Network. Got it? So, again, if you're not able to get over to Brockmeyer Park, you can tune in live on our website, bowfallsradio.com, and then click on the Sports 2 stream. Again, you'll see all the listing of the programs. Go below that. You'll see Sports Stream 2 and Sports Stream 3. Click on Sports Stream 2. The little box will pop up and then hit start, and you'll be able to hear my voice at 4:45, 4:30 pregame, Newman Catholic taking on Marathon in high school baseball. All right, we're coming up on the end of the first hour of the program. Coming up, we will talk to our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Again, it's been such a beautiful week weather-wise. We are expecting some precipitation starting later in the day tomorrow. And then we get to Sunday night into Monday. Snow! Snow that's going to stick around for at least a few minutes. But we're going to get all the details from Ray Miller about the weekend weather forecast coming up at 3:06. And then I will be talking again about identity politics, because, again, there's such a lack of consistency when it comes to the Republican Party and conservatives when it comes to some of these issues. And we're seeing identity politics played by the GOP and the conservatives in the state of Texas, and also involving this espionage case that's been in the headlines yesterday and today, and a court appearance earlier today in Boston. So we'll talk about that coming up. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.